All right, let's call to order here Ways and Means on Pink Tuesday. Here, October 24th. Acknowledge the press and public have notified. Next item on our agenda is review of previous meeting minutes. You have in your package and have reviewed the meeting minutes from our prior engagement of September 19th. I have a motion to approve.
Second.
Any deletions, corrections? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion carries. Citizens' comments. Any citizens with us tonight want to address our Ways and Means? Arnold?
Arnold Carrick, 5102 Palm Boulevard. I'm not sure whether I should be here, Public Works, or Council, but.
And come to all three.
Come to all three. Two out of three is a bad. But been a little bit of discussion about marina lately. Lots of talk about stormwater, about sewers. But in between all that, I hear rumblings from citizens about little things they really like, about brush pickup on time, about the beach being clean, and I think Donnie does a miraculous job. And so simply want to ask, as we move forward and before we know it will be budget time again, that some consideration be given maybe to increasing Public Works numbers of people or contracts, because I know a lot of people complain the beach paths aren't getting done, and I know Donnie's got a full slate, and so you all are the folks that are in the know. I just want to ask your consideration as we get into the new year. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your time. Anyone else? Thank you, Arnold. All right, let's move on. Our financial statement, our treasurer is here. She's half through her coffee.
All right. First of all, I'm going to do a quick update. The BSNA software conversion is underway. We have somebody on site this week that's doing classroom training for a relatively large number of employees that have not previously had their hands in the financial software will now have access for things like entering requisitions and purchase orders and invoices. So we're changing up the way we kind of do things procedurally, but I think it's all going to be good. It'll give some more control to the department heads, but keep a good segregation of duties amongst the different functions. Jimmy will like, I know. Cash receipts training will happen later on in this week, and then we go live on the Monday.
Wow.
So bear with us for the next couple of months, because I'm sure everything will be a little chaotic, and I have no idea what the financial statements will look like next week.
Enjoy this one.
So, but we'll get through it, and I think we'll have a lot more options, actually, as far as presentation and reports with the new software. So,
are they going to be here?
Stay tuned.
Next week? Or
they're actually going to have people on site for the next 2 weeks to kind of hold up everybody's hands through the
perfect
go live. And, you know, as we start to really do day-to-day transactions afterwards.
Okay. Jimmy?
You mentioned to me, Jimmy, that you had the impression that they were very comfortable and they have done this so many times,
mm-hmm.
over and over and over.
It's actually hadn't been, knock on wood, it hasn't been as painful as I thought it was going to be. They've done a lot of work on the back end with converting the numbers over. And it's, you know, we're not going to have the kind of detail we currently have as far as descriptions, but 10 years worth of data will be in the new system, which is great. And, you know, we have to do the final balance to make sure that that everything rolls over correctly, and the numbers will be the same on the balance sheets and the year-to-date expenses and revenues. But I feel like they have a lot of confidence that will go smoothly.
Is the old financial statements, is that back that up to the cloud or what? Like the old system. What do you do with that?
It'll stay on the server.
Yeah.
Neither the old system nor this new system is cloud-based.
That's good.
All going to reside on city servers. We have offsite backup for both. and we'll continue to do that.
You know, it's kind of running its course.
Yeah.
The cloud, people are getting disillusioned with it for a number of reasons. Mm-hmm. Glad to hear it's going well.
Yeah.
Questions?
Quick question. When you say backup, is it automatically backed up every so many hours on its own? Or do we have to program it to do it at the end of the day?
Is the chief here?
Yeah, the chief would be the one to answer that.
Okay, no, at least it's being backed.
I mean, yes, there's a backup that happens every night.
It's an automatic.
Mm-hmm. We don't do anything.
Yeah, I don't have to remember to back up.
Yeah, I mean, we have one at our office that backs up every couple hours just because there's so many reservations.
Mm-hmm.
That if you lose it, it's a backup to the backup.
Right. I mean, you know, when I'm working in Excel or whatever, I know I have to save regularly. But.
Thank you.
Okay. Move on.
Yeah, move on. So we have the September statement to review. So we're 3 months into our 12-month fiscal year. 25% will be the target for expenditures. Of course, this time of the year, we don't have a lot of revenue coming, you know, churning through yet. General fund is at 11% of budget, 88% of the prior year. We're missing about $20,000 worth of building department revenues due to a timing difference with a late deposit. And we'll continue to watch. A big swing in the general fund revenues is the other category. And I believe that is related to a FEMA grant that we received last year this time, related to the flood of 2015. So that's going to skew things a little bit related to prior year. General fund expenditures are at 23%. The target's 25%. All departments are out of within budget with the exception of public works, and I think there might be some storm-related time in there. I expect those will balance out over the next few months. General fund cash. You can see we've got a very strong cash position, as we have talked about recently. $2.7 million in the general fund, most of which is at the LGIP, earning 1.8%. And then you can see the balances in the other funds, nearly $5 million, of course, in stakeholder money, total of $22 million versus $15 million. This time last year.
Okay, any questions on general fund activity? Okay, tourism.
Okay, so somebody asked me for an expanded tourism expenditure graphs, and I have all these columns hidden typically. And so I expanded it out, and then I decided John might like to see it, so I left it. We'll probably go back to the compressed version next time. But so we haven't received anything yet this fiscal year from state aid tax. Same thing with Charleston County passed through. Hospitality tax, the amount for the month is $51,842, which is low. And the explanation is, again, that timing difference related to a September receipts that weren't deposited until October. And that's about $29,000 worth of hospitality tax. So that would put us at $81,000, which is very comparable and even better than the prior year September. And 31 taxpayers would be the more accurate amount than the 14. So that will balance out next month.
Are you going to reflect that as you go back and reflect those as payments for September, or are they going to be just accumulated in with the rest of the October so that it looks like a blip that we have to talk about for the next 12 months?
Right. I can fix it on this schedule. It won't.
You know what I'm saying.
Those 2 months won't tie out to the financial statements, but
they'll totally tie out.
In total, they would.
Yeah, good.
You would prefer that presentation?
Yeah, well, yeah. Right.
Okay. No problem. And then beach preservation fee mirrors the Muni A tax. $157,000 in September compared to $136,000 for FY17. So a little increase there.
Any questions on the tourism revenues? Okay. Projects.
Okay, Public Works washdown project. I believe there's some items related to this on the agenda.
Yes, so you want to keep this one handy for that.
So the spending, there was some pay applications for HIT contracting. We've made pay applications through number 8. Some engineering related to field inspections, and then some Thomas and Hutton invoices that are showing here that we have not yet paid.
Good question, I'm just curious.
Carol?
So pay 8, how many pays are there total? Do we know how many?
I don't think we know.
No, you don't know.
Oh,
until,
just,
yeah. Just the percentage that they're done is what, yeah,
right.
So it could be
pay
80. Yeah, well, hopefully it won't.
So with no other change orders, we've spent $604,000 of a 770 budget, so
very expensive.
We're like 78% of the way through.
Really nice car wash.
And I also want to point out, because I think it'll be good information for you to have later in the meeting, the contingency, you can see that we estimated a contingency like we do with most of our projects.
Mm-hmm.
And we have spent some of it, but there is $52,000 or $51,000 and some change remaining of that contingency amount with no claims on it that we know of right now. Any questions on that?
Move on.
Okay, beach restoration. You can go to the second page to see we've had some expenses related to CSE and legal. We did receive, have we talked about
no.
it?
No. Okay. Who's going to announce it?
You go.
You go.
We got the check from PRT.
Yes.
Yay.
So we have received.
In advance.
In advance.
In advance.
Their
yay.
Portion. So they've. They sent us a check for $2.9 million.
Wow.
Little,
that is so
little
cool.
Piece of paper, little piece of paper with a lot of zeros.
It wasn't like one
wasn't
of those giant.
I mean, and it came in the mail.
Yeah.
You know, you go, what? You know?
Like it's just a regular stamp?
Yeah, yeah. Well, so the question is, and
is so
I'm going to ask a question that I don't know how it was handled. What do you do with a piece of paper that's worth $2.9 million?
You
hand carry it to the bank?
Yeah.
No.
Marie stuck that thing in the
scanner.
You scan.
Scan that puppy in.
Really?
Yeah.
Absolutely. It was in the bank in no time.
And they can handle that many zeros off a scanned check.
Yes.
That is amazing.
So we still have the check.
That's
right. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We should have brought it down. Everybody could have rubbed it in the city hall.
Put our signatures on.
Well, anyhow, that of course not only confirms their participation, but it helps the cash flow.
Right.
We have the funds in the bank, and we don't have to worry about them.
We had to defend that, by the way. That's not their normal.
Yeah, they don't. Right.
Right.
A lot.
Well, in fact, we have to give Edisto Beach credit.
Right. They helped us.
You know, that's what they did when we found out what they did with Matthew, and they said, "Oh no, we got them to pay us in advance."
Precedent.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that we had to use that leverage,
yeah.
Did we not?
That's right.
You paid them, pay
yeah.
us. Okay.
All right. Phase 2 drainage. Just some small expenses related to engineering and design. This is, of course, where we're going to need, because the project came in higher than we anticipated. We'll have to use up the existing, as of June 30, 2017, we have $323,000 worth of set aside for general drainage and roads. So we're going to reallocate that to this project. Charleston County, we feel confident it's going to give us some additional money, and we'll have a little bit of a shortfall to $63,000, but that is less than the contingency amount, which I just see has a date for that. But it's
significantly
less than the contingency amount. So we hope, cross your fingers, our fingers will be okay there.
Okay.
I just have a couple of other things. One, there's been some talk in the community about the city's debt limit and the marina referendum and how that will impact the debt limit. And I just wanted to put forth what the real deal is. And this schedule gives you the law references if you want to go check. But basically, you take assessed value, and this is roughly the collectible assessments. So that's, we're being conservative there. 8% of that, and you subtract the existing GO principal issued without a referendum, and that gets you to your available debt limit. So in FY16, it was 9.087, and because we haven't incurred any additional debt, but we've paid down principal, it is now 9,628. We also had an increase in assessed values. So either year, we've got 9 million plus worth of available debt limit. So nothing associated with the marina, whether it was a binding referendum or not, would cause the city to be in excess, to be in borrowing excess of its debt limit. So just want to make sure that everybody gets that.
This is also treated in the Q&A section on the website. If you click on the Marina Enhancement and Community Revitalization, you get to the Q&A, and we talk about the debt limit in that Q&A.
Okay.
One other thing. This came out of the community meeting at the rec center related to the marina, and I'm just going to summarize the ATM fees paid to date, and these go back to 2015, and of course all were based on council decisions to enter contracts with ATM. It's $176,000,
and that's then paid to date. The contract amount is more than that, just to make sure everybody knows.
And then the total for the mailings, the visual aids, the models, and the postage is $12,744. Again, that's just, you know, to date.
Okay. Thank you.
Did you say 12,000?
Yes. Question for Debbie. Debbie, how long have you been treasurer? I know it was part-time initially and recently changed.
I came to the city in 1996.
Oh, you're not old enough. I came right out of grade school.
Since then, and say within the last 8 years, has our financial position improved or gotten worse?
I would say it's gotten better.
Do you see any reason, if we continue to manage things as we have the last 2 years I've been involved, that should change?
Of course, you can never say never.
Today, you see anything that indicates that could get worse or the trend would continue that our finances would improve?
Certainly, if we had some sort of natural disaster, there would be a blip. But I believe we would recover quickly.
So absent that, you don't see any reason why our continuing financial position shouldn't improve?
No.
I'd like to make sure that the clerk includes that for the record.
All right, no old business. Let's move on to some new business. Consideration and award of a sole source contract of Civil Site Environmental in the amount of $13,200 for an evaluation of drainage issues at number 32 32nd Avenue. I'll make that as a motion.
Second.
And seconded. Discussion. This was long discussed at the Public Works Committee meeting. And there are a lot of underlying issues associated with this on a technical plane. And so until we get a technical evaluation from an engineer, I don't think we can do anything with the drainage in that area based on what I've read in the minutes and based on what I've seen. So,
just a question.
Please.
So this is for evaluation for basically one address, I'm going to say, or is this the whole street? Or?
So if you will look on sort of, if you don't mind, Mayor,
no,
try
please.
To answer.
Yeah.
If you'll look at the areas marked on the two maps, I don't know if y'all were looking at me like these were not included in
your... No, they were.
Okay. So it shows you, this is a ditch that runs on the side of a property and then runs behind a series of properties and outfalls to waterway and to the backside of the island. So the hydraulics for that whole area, the water that's coming from elsewhere to go into there to drain out, and also looking at the tidal aspect, because on a high tide it comes back up, so that has to be taken into consideration. All of that has to be looked at. The property owner's advocacy is that every time the city services the ditch and when we have the heavy rains, it's eroding, and so he's got loss of yard as a result of that erosion. And so he wanted to get his landscaper to put a pipe in the ditch and cover it. And that would have been without any thorough engineering evaluation to what that impact would have on that whole watershed in that area. So it's really not just a reaction to one property owner. It's basically an evaluation to see what, if anything, could be done to improve the situation. I'm not sure what the outcome is going to be as a result of the study.
Thank you.
It is conceivable that, you know, when one property owner feels he solved his problem, he's actually just moved the problem to his neighbors.
Right.
So.
And this evaluation is something that the city requires. Mm-hmm. In order for anything to be done there, either by the resident himself or us or anybody else, this has to be done, so we have to spend the money.
Have we always... I'm going back many years. They've always asked, or have neighbors take it on themselves to do things at times?
Well, there's a difference between a ditch that's an SCDOT ditch and one that the city has responsibility for. From time to time, property owners, and so it does create confusion because somebody will say, well, they covered that ditch over there and piped it. Why can't I pipe mine? So in the case of an SCDOT ditch, the property owner's relationship in terms of what they do with that ditch is a relationship between them and SCDOT. So if SCDOT agrees with the technical aspect of what they're proposing to do at that location and it's within SCDOT right-of-way, then the city really doesn't have any say other than to make sure that they've dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's with SCDOT. In a situation like this, this is part of the city's ditch system, and so we would either require that the property owner hire a licensed civil engineer, and then our civil engineers look at it and approve it and say it's reasonable. And a case to remind you all of where that was the case was the changing of the drainage configuration having to do with the Dangerfield property. If you all remember that, in that instance, they hired their own civil engineer, they came up with a plan, and then Civil Site Environmental for the city of Isle of Palms looked at it and said, yes, this will not compromise the drainage system. So this is not atypical. Either our own engineers do it, but somebody that's got civil engineering training has to evaluate it with how it would impact the entire city system.
It is still true the water does not roll uphill.
Right.
Patrick.
Well, in that regard, if in fact a homeowner has a, if you say, relationship, a conversation, or agreement, what have you, with a homeowner and SCDOT, is there any onus on them to notify the city?
If it's within SCDOT right-of-way, usually the city's involved, though, because it's usually that the city tells them that they've got to go to SCDOT because it's within the SCDOT right-of-way and have to have an encroachment permit and get Usually these are driveway crossings or things like that on the road edge of the yard.
I was asked, and I didn't know quite how to answer it. I was asked about, quote, getting the permission, and where some people were draining illegally, and I didn't know how to answer it.
So illicit discharges are handled by on our behalf by Charleston County. So we would need to be told about those, and then we would tell Charleston County, and they would handle it from there.
Early on, I'm going back many years, when we started cleaning the ditches, et cetera, that were ours, we found residents would be discharging mm-hmm. their laundry.
Gray water.
That's, mm-hmm. yes, good way to put it. Gray water into the ditches, and that, of course, was causing more heartburn and problems. And
right.
So that had to be stopped, et cetera. But hopefully that's not continuing. Okay, no other questions on the motion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion carries. Consideration of amendment to the Thomas and Hutton contract for construction oversight for the NPDES vehicle washdown facility amount not to exceed $10,000. This is coming out of the remaining contingency, I gather.
That's correct.
On the project for which there's still $51,000 remaining. So I'll make that as a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
This, from what I gather, I'll just say it's because the contract has run on so long, months and months beyond their expected time, and Thomas and Hutton has, you've seen the documents, they've mm-hmm. sent in the justification for the hours and time spent, so. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion carries. Consideration of amending the EDES contract to increase the frequency of ditch maintenance. This is a subject that's obviously got a lot of attention in the last month or so since Irma came our way. There's a proposal here somewhere.
Yes, it's right here. I will start. You all recall that we have a 5-year drainage maintenance contract with EDES, and this is, I guess we've been in this relationship now maybe 10, 15 years with EDES, where they clean out the ditches for us, they restructure the ditches for us, and they do some cleaning out of pipes. It's really become very apparent in recent years that the frequency that they're able to do that is insufficient for the amount of water that those ditches are carrying and pipes are carrying, the amount of vegetation that grows back so rapidly, and just the demand that we're seeing from our citizens that these ditches be kept clean where they can flow. And so as a result of the Public Works Committee's recommendation, we were asked to go back to EDES, not necessarily for an increase in restructuring the ditches, because sometimes that restructuring is part of what causes people to feel like more and more of their yards are taken for the ditches, but to increase the frequency of cleaning them out. A couple of other things that are treated in this increase is that when we got the proposal and the contract for the 5 years, we did not include in there and should have the cleaning out of the pipes that were installed in 2011 from 53rd to 57th Avenue. So they have included that in these numbers. So that's an increase in scope. Also, at one time, they were able to discharge what they cleaned out, and the water was able to be discharged on what is now Carmen R. Bunch Park, and we no longer allow them to discharge at that location, so they have to take it off island. So the changes in these numbers also include disposal of the, what we'll call theirs, gray water, for lack of a better term, at a proper disposal site. What we would be looking at would be an increase for the year that we're in now, and then also an increase, and we would be budgeting for these in subsequent years, for year 4 and year 5. And to just point out an error in your budget so it doesn't become confusing for you, the nomenclature in your purple budget says that we're in year 4 and it has a number in there. We're actually in year three, so that was just an error that we'll correct for next year's budget. But
leave it year four next year.
Yeah, right. Next year will be year four, and that will be accurate then. So, and I think we've tried to come up with a motion for you all to consider to make all that make sense.
Okay.
No, just you.
Okay, because I don't want to.
Everybody's kind of looking at these numbers. And just for everybody's awareness, our current contract with EDES is 400 and,
hang on.
I consider it 500.
Yeah, it's roughly.
Say $500,000. And that's for a 5-year cycle, meaning that, you know, they start in year one and they do a certain amount.
So is it $100,000 a year, basically?
Approximately.
Approximately.
Some years are heavier than others.
Okay, not $500,000.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
$438,000.
The new budget for EDES, for a 5-year budget, will go up to $751,414.
Right.
$700,000. But what will happen in this year, since we're in the third year, we will have to increase from $88,000 to $198,000 for this year. And then in the next year, year four, it will go from $80,000 to $187,000 and change. Year five will be $88,000 to $184,000. So it's not like one great big hunk comes out at one time, but it's over that 4-year period. But the thing I think that's important for us to understand is that this is something immediate that we can do, while the Planning Commission is looking at a real long-term overlook of everything that needs to be done in terms of process and procedure. But our folks are screaming at us to, you know, help us get the water out of the way. Now, and this isn't going to be a catch-all for everybody. I mean, we're still going to have water. We're still going to have times where we can't get it off fast enough. But this certainly will put us in the right direction. So the motion is to move to amend the 5-year drainage maintenance contract with EDES Construction to increase year three, which is our current year for FY18 budget, from $88,150 to $198,288, and to increase year four and five will be discussed in budget. I don't think we need to move for those changes now, because this will be a budget change when we go into 18-19 budget.
Okay. I have a motion. I'll second the motion.
So, and for clarity,
I think we need to amend it so that we give them one change in the contract that not only involves this year, but next 2 years. And of course, we would have to budget for it next year, too. But.
So let me rephrase that motion. The motion is to amend the 5-year drainage maintenance contract with EDES Construction to increase year three, which is our current year, from $88,150 to $198,288, and to increase year four and five, with year four from $80,100 to $187,038, and year five, which would be the FY20 budget, from $88,400 to $184,538.
Okay, and I'll second that. So that will make the contract with EDES correct.
Does this include cleaning out the pipes for our phase two drainage that we're doing right now?
Cleaning out the pipes? There are no
just
pipes.
The maintenance? No,
trying to put in the pipes
just
in.
Just like we didn't think of this phase one.
We shouldn't have to do them until about the fourth year, I would think. So we would, that'd be a new contract.
Okay. And one other question.
Go ahead, Carol.
So I'm just wondering if EDES thinks that this will help tremendously. I mean, they're the people on the ground. I'm just really wondering what they think, if they think that by doing this, they're going to really be able to get the water moving like crazy all of a sudden. You know, I'm just curious. I've never talked to any of those guys. I have no idea
So I think that they would rather have a structure of frequency than the kind of thing that we experienced with this most recent storm where, you know, we've got them over here and we're working in a frenzy. I mean, we worked in a frenzy trying to make things less problematic. We didn't solve all the problems, but, you know, we really worked in a frenzy right before the storm and right after a storm, after the storm, and, you know, we were calling them saying, you got to get mobilized right away. This way they know what they're doing, they can schedule it properly, and hopefully that will avoid that frenzied. And just, you know, so everybody's aware, we know that we spent at least $24,000 in that frenzy.
Right.
So, you know, and it's probably ultimately going to end up being a little bit more than that when all the bills come in. But, you know, this affords a much more planned effort.
And they have the manpower and the equipment and everything to be able to.
That's not a problem.
I guess I'd like to hear what we're getting for this extra $100,000 a year. I think that's a fair question.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you're
going. What does that include?
So it increases the frequency of the cleaning of the open ditches from once per year to three times a year. So the clean out happens three times a year, not once a year. And then the hauling and disposal of the debris off the island, that's the other thing that's been added. And then the cleaning of the closed ditches from 53rd to 57th.
That'll be in this contract year.
Mm-hmm.
Subsequent years, we won't do it every year.
I guess the other question is this a hard contract, or will it depend on how much work is necessary for them to do?
My experience with their billing is that they're exactly on it every year.
It's not a time and material contract.
Okay.
So. A
couple questions. Do you consider the timing of the cleanup? For instance, it would seem to me that just prior to hurricane season, that should be a major cleanup so we prepare so we don't have to scramble it afterwards. Do you and they manage that in such a way?
They did give me some, what they thought their preferred dates were, and they're on a little bitty sheet of paper and all of this paper here. But
that's okay. I just
but
something that
you just to
you
make
want to be aware of.
Yeah.
Okay, Desiree's reminded me it was March, July, and October. So I guess your July cleaning would be your pre-hurricane cleaning.
So where is the delta of the 100,000 going to come from in this fiscal year?
That's an excellent question. So we would propose that be funded as an unbudgeted expenditure from
capital
projects fund balance. And we're expecting that to be approximately $1.1 million as of 6/30/2018.
Correct.
Last question. Knowing that when we have a incident like we had with Irma and Matthew before that, and we apply for state and federal aid, of which we've always been successful in receiving some, is there an opportunity for this to get some funded and be included in your next request, in that I assume these ditches were impacted during Irma? And if not,
be
I would
stretch.
Consider that you do that. Thank you.
Is it our right-of-way? I mean, would it be a county request or
no, he's talking about FEMA.
Yeah, but then
it's
a matter, if it's
FEMA?
If it's in the state right away, then the state would have to make the
mm-hmm.
application.
Right.
If it's ours, we'd have to make our application. There are some grants out there, I'll say FEMA, I'll use that as a general term, mitigation.
Hazard mitigation.
Grants, whereby, you know, if you reduce the likelihood of subsequent damage, and they'll, I think it's a 50-50.
Yes,
deal.
It is.
Well, I think there's two opportunities.
So there's a chance that we could apply under that.
Right.
But
there's two opportunities, either apply and assume there was some damage from this past storm, whether it's our application or the state, encourage them to do it, we should do it. And then secondly, to your excellent point, Dick, let's go ahead and look for funding to stay ahead of the curve. Thank you.
When planning gets further on with the understanding of where we have needs for stormwater management, there are large areas, well, maybe not, depends on your scheme, some significant areas on the island that have no drainage. And so to install drainage there is going to be a big dollar item. And that's, if we're going to use any chips with FEMA and mitigation, et cetera, that would be a good place to go
true.
For it, because it'd be a big dollar, highly visible, and there's nothing there now. It's not a matter of our maintaining it, there's nothing. So anyhow, just future thought.
You know, number one, with this civil site engineering, I think it's a great thing for us to be going forward with. I recall when we had Edie's out there on 21st and maybe 25th, even some of our, because of our long durations in between cleaning them, when they were scoping them, they had oysters mm-hmm. inside those pipes. I mean, that really restricts the flow of water going out of here. So, I mean, the more frequent we do this, the cleaner those pipes are going to be, the more water is going to be discharged. So, again, I think frequency is important.
Okay. Any other discussion on this?
And not non-edible oysters, by the way.
Right.
I wasn't going to go there. All right. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, moving on. Consideration of a retroactive engagement. I hate to say that. McKay, Kitty, and Associates LLC in the amount of $23,000 for the audit of the year ending June 30th, 2017, and the improvement of the engagements for 18 and 19. So, you want to explain where we
sure.
are?
Sure. When we went back and looked at the minutes from when McKay Kitty's award was made, that motion was just for 1 year. It wasn't for the full term on which they had bid. And so this is a bit of housekeeping to make sure that, you know, we go, A, that we make it retroactive, because this is the audit that they've just finished. Mm-hmm. In fact, I just printed the draft before coming down to this meeting to read through it and make corrections. And so it cleans up that bit of housekeeping. And then the other two years, which would be $23,600 and $26,250, were also part of their bid proposal. This does not include, though they gave us the numbers for it, if we exceed the toggle of receipt of federal funds and we have to have a single audit, that is money over and above this amount. But we don't need to worry about that unless it happens. So.
I can make a motion that we approve.
Second.
Motion seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We can pay for the audit that we
right.
just had.
Thank you.
Are they nervous about that or what?
No.
All right.
They know we have the money.
All right. We have no other business, no miscellaneous. Our next meeting is on November 28th. Thank you very much. Well, it's motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right. We'll stay tuned. Do a dance or whatever for 15 minutes. We'll reconvene at 6.
What's on the council agenda? Do you need me to be here for that?
We're going to read through these awards, but I don't think there's anything there material.
I don't think so, Debbie. We didn't have any hiccups so far. We should be golden. Get your walk
don't
in.
Let the door hit on the way out.
By the way, I hit print on the audit, so we can all just use one copy. So it should be up on the
somebody's got a lot of time on their hands.
Copier.
Great. I saw that he had sent it.
Yeah. I knew if I didn't hit print, I'd lose that email and all the.
Okay. Okay, I didn't print a project schedule. I guess there's nothing I need. I'm reporting on projects. There's nothing of significance to report. Okay.
Other than the check.
Debbie?
Okay.
Local heroes,
what's the flag?
Navy SEAL.
Oh, I guess, yeah, I guess it got returned.
Yeah, I got to figure out what's up with the flag on the connector.
Yeah.
I think it's the house.
The pattern.
How is she doing here?
The windshield.
Is her, like, does she have to return her name?
Pink, you like pink? Something you can relate to.
That's good. Well, and you know, my mother's has this chart that she checks every day.
That's it.
Yeah.